A new year, a new season, and a new vision. Stay with us. Hey guys, I'm a grateful gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to a brand new season of Grace and Truth. What better way to kick off this season than to share some exciting news with you, our listeners? Now that it's the year 2020, I wanted to share with you some recent changes that have happened these past few months and how these changes have led to a new vision for my ministry. For those of you who follow me on social media, you've probably noticed by now that there have been more posts and stories from one of our Castro Valley recommendations for GCAM Network, Three Crosses. I wanted to let you know that as of October 2019, I have transferred my membership to Three Crosses. I have been very grateful and blessed to have been a covenant member of Valley Community Church for the past 5 years. It is very bittersweet for me. But I know that God is in control and that this is the direction that He is calling me to go. I am very overwhelmed by the good wishes sent my way as I am now with Three Crosses full time. It is my hope and prayer that this new change will not only help advance the mission and vision of Three Crosses, but also for the entire ministry of GCAM Network. Having said all of these things, I would like to talk about a new vision for 2020. It's called Go, Grow, and Serve. The purpose behind this vision is to have a well-balanced spiritual diet in order to be used by God to serve others. Jesus tells us in Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." One of the ways that you do that is by diving into God's Word. If you struggle with Asperger's and/or have a reading comprehension problem as I do, you would know how difficult it is to do that independently. So what I would like to focus on this year is to develop more Bible studies in our churches. Now, this will actually benefit pastors and churches for the following reasons. Number one, it helps every single one of us hold each other accountable for any sin or interpretation of Scripture that is inconsistent with the author's intent. Number two, we need to be careful about who we listen to and base our position on. You can't solely rely on your pastor for spiritual nourishment. You have to study the Bible for yourself. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17 says this, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." Now, I bet you're wondering, what about small groups that talk about the Sunday sermon? Well, those are a great way to connect with one another and grow with one another, but they are not Bible studies and are not to be used as substitutes for Bible studies. Sunday sermon discussions on their own are not sufficient enough to advance spiritual growth or gain a better understanding of the Word. When we gain a better understanding of God's Word, that's when the Holy Spirit starts working through us and gives us a desire to take what we've learned and put it into practice by serving. Of course, it can only happen with a joyful spirit. It should not be because our church wants us to, but because God loves us, and that what we do is a reflection of what God did for us. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17 and verses 23 through 24 says this. Let me start at verse 12. "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together, perfect in harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And now verse 23, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Overall, it is my prayer that this new church change and vision will advance God's kingdom and will make a difference in people's lives. If you have any questions about the new vision and mission for 2020, please feel free to contact me on my website. I'll provide that contact info at the end of the program. You know, I'm looking forward to an incredible new season of ministry, and I view this as a new adventure that can only be done with the help of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, alone. If you would like to read this post online, go to chewmadenew.com/vision2020 and share it with others. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to hear more of these programs, please let me know. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com, or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW. That's 510-516-2439. Or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Maybe you're listening and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my story from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. If you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others and use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my story on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the link that says, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cinco's!